This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM's Merdeka Special is presented by Masing.
Good afternoon, this is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Kelly Anissa. When we talk about the Orang Asli community in Malaysia, we think about their land rights, the access to basic needs and the economic development of the community. This Merdeka, we speak to one of the few Orang Asli politicians in Parliament on his thoughts on being the voice for this community and how those challenges have defined him as a politician. Joining me on the show today to tell us more about that is Senator Bob Manolan, who is a senator from the Dewan Negara.
Yes.
So it's good to have you with us, YB. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gilly. Thank you.
So how are you today?
Yeah, good, fine. I'm fine.
I guess we can just start off with perhaps, you know, you could tell me more about yourself, perhaps a little bit of a background on you.
Yeah, I'm from Mahuntam, from Kampung Bukit Rok Bra, Pahang. Then I'm from Semlai tribe. Now I'm staying in Kuala Lumpur. Then, I've been appointed as a senator on 27 August last year.
Yeah, so yeah. About a year now, coming up to a year.
Yeah, about a year.
So when it comes to representation from the indigenous community here, you know, it is severely lacking on all levels, especially in politics. How did you get involved in politics? I suppose is my question. I'm really curious about that. You know, how did you get into this field?
Yeah. Long time story, actually. I was involved in politics since 1998, actually.
1998?
During Reformasi time. So before this, I never joined any party politics. But when Datuk Sri Anwar has been sacked that time, so I think I need to do something for Orang Asli, because actually I never joined any politics, because previously all party politics based on race-based party. Actually, I not my taste lah to join the any party politics on based race party politics. That's why I joined Keadilan. So during that time, I'm joined politics lah.
And, you know, have you always wanted to be a politician?
Yeah, actually, I'm before this, I never, not my ambition to become a politician, but when I see at the Orang Asli issue to improve their life, to their education, to Orang Asli life in poverty, that's why I joined politics. I think I can raise out Orang Asli issue in
Parliament
manner way lah.
You know, what was it like making that initial transition into politics? So you started, you said, in 1998.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, what was it like making that jump into an area that was perhaps so complex and very political?
Actually, I am... just now I mentioned to you, I don't want to become a politician, but I want to raise the Orang Asli issue. Okay, when I join politics, at least I can speak up for Orang Asli, on behalf of Orang Asli. Because Orang Asli, we don't have any channel to speak up our issue, our problem. Because when because I have an experience, when we submit or memorandum or letter, any complaint letter about the Orang Asli issue, about land encroachment or logging issue, any issue. But that time, I think our letter, they just throw out. So that's why when I join politics, at least I can attend any ceramah, to give a ceramah into the public, or I can create awareness into Orang Asli to at least they know their right.
So did you start off as an advocate or an activist first, or, you know, did you just dive head on into politics?
No, I started with the activists. I joined NGOs, so they who has involved in Orang Asli issue.
So how was it like, you know, making that jump from activist or advocate to being a politician?
Yeah, quite different, because NGO and activists and politics is quite different, because in politics we need to follow the guideline, party guideline. But in activists or NGO, we more on to create awareness, but we cannot change the government. We can create the orang asli awareness about their right, but we cannot change the government. We cannot change the policy. If we want to change the policy about the orang asli, we need through the politics. When we change the government, we can change the policy. The policy.
Right. And as a senator in the Dewan Negara today, you know, what is the role of someone in that position who has been selected to represent the Orang Asli community?
Actually, my role is quite wide role. Multitask job. Because I need to want to take care all over Malaysia, because Orang Asli all over the Malaysia. So, but in Parliament, normally I raise issue about the Orang Asli land issue, about education Orang Asli, because a lot of percentage of drop out from school quite high. So I need to raise in government. So I give suggestion to government how to improve Orang Asli education, how improve the Orang Asli life in term their income, in term their health, everything.
And earlier, you know, when I was introducing the show, I did mention a few issues commonly faced by the indigenous communities, such as, you know, when it comes to their land rights and their access to basic needs here in Malaysia. You know, what were some of the personal obstacles you yourself experienced as an aspiring politician, I suppose, back then? You know, and how have those, you know, obstacles defined you as a politician today?
Yeah, a lot of challenge actually to because Orang Asli a lot of issue or different issue is different approach. So now I think my obstacle is how to create awareness among the Orang Asli about their right. Then delivery system, mostly government agency, they must proactive to help Orang Asli. As a politician, I think we need to create awareness about their politics, because some Orang Asli they are not really interested about the politics. So for them, politics is not for Orang Asli. Okay, so politics actually for me, my personal view is to when we involve in politics, actually we can give a suggestion to government what the Orang Asli want actually. So the previous government actually whatever they do it, they just do it from the top to the bottom line. So now I think what is going government to do is we need to listen to Orang Asli issue from the bottom line, because Orang Asli I look at the minority issue. Okay, minority issue is different from the global issue, from the mainstream people. So that's why the approach is different. Different to how to tackle to solve the Orang Asli issue.
And, you know, what is a misconception you think people have about, you know, Orang Asli's in positions of power that you'd like to address?
Yeah, Orang Asli, actually, we don't have any representative in the government. Actually, we have in government, but not the high rank. We are on the middle class. Actually, Orang Asli are very, we are very, soft people. Orang Asli is soft people. We are live in very peaceful life. So the mainstream people, at least they know our culture and our struggle to fight our right.
you know, based on your experience, you know, from someone who started off as an activist and then now a politician, you know, what is the biggest issue do you think this community will face in trying to break through in politics? You know, what can be done to increase political participation among the Orang Asli communities in Malaysia?
Yeah, Orang Asli, the first thing what they need to do is they need to join a political party. Yeah? So I think from that one they can move forward to success in politics, because politics is quite complicated. So actually not even though Orang Asli we have our customary in politics, but in politics they need to evolve actively. Then maybe they can hold any position in politics. So one day I think Orang Asli also become a minister or deputy minister.
And you know, how do you think they can, you know, they can do that? Do you think it would help if more of them became activists, I suppose, or you know, what would help encourage them to try it out? Because when it comes to political awareness here, if you're interested, you're interested. But what would make a difference in terms of getting them to actually step up to that role?
Yeah, a lot of Orang Asli involved in NGO, then they are very actively in Orang Asli issue, but they are not really interested in politics. They are very active in to bring up the Orang Asli issue to the government, but they are not really interesting in politics. Maybe in future, if they are ready, maybe they can join a politics.
I see. All right. If you've just joined us, I'm speaking to YB Senator Bob Manolan. He is one of the few Orang Asli politicians representing the community in Parliament. We are talking about political participation from this community and how YB Manolan himself had started out in politics. We'll be taking a short break. You're listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to this BFM Merdeka special presented by Masing. This BFM Merdeka special is presented by Masing.
Welcome back. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Kelly Anissa. I'm speaking today to Senator Bob Manolan. He is a senator from the Dewan Negara. YB Manolan is one of the few Orang Asli representatives in Parliament currently. So in the past year alone, YB, we've seen many issues facing this community. You know, most of these issues, in all honesty, they have been facing this for years. So examples would be the loggings, the arrests that resulted from these protests, the Kampung Kuala Koh deaths, the alleged forced contraception, and, you know, just plenty of other issues. So how do this, you know, how does reading about these stories or hearing about these stories make you feel in particular, you know, especially being in the position that you are in?
Yeah, Kelly, Orang Asli are a lot of issues, like logging issues. So I'm in Dewan Negara. I'm trying my best to settle out, to bring up the Orang Asli issue. But not easy, take time. Give me more time to settle it out. But actually the main issue for Orang Asli is before this, no political will, no sincerity in term to help the Orang Asli issue.
From the politicians?
From the politician. I think politician now, they need to look at it seriously, how to help Orang Asli issue, to tackle it.
So when you say that you bring these issues up in Parliament, because you know, as their only representative, you know, in your, what have you done in your capacity as a senator in the Dewan Negara to speak up and find solutions to these problems? You know, how you know, and when you do, like you said, what has the response been like from other politicians?
Yeah, actually, I try to engage mostly with the state government is under Pakatan Harapan, to Menteri Besar, especially the land issue. At least state government can gazette the orang asli land, our customary land. At least we can avoid to avoid encroachment from the other people. So what I need is I have a meeting with some ESCO, like in Selangor and Malacca. They are very helpful. I tell them at least state government and the Pakatan Harapan to do a survey and gazette the orang asli land.
And earlier this year, I have to ask, during the Cameron elections, the Cameron Highlands by-elections, you were accused by some of making, remarks towards the Tok Batin. Okay. So some sites reported that you said that, the Tok Batins who do not support Pakatan Harapan will not get paid. Could you perhaps clarify what happened there?
Actually, that time we have a long, during, we have a ceramah, we had a talk to orang asli Batin and from the orang kampung, but actually that time we have a dialogue with the people. So some audience asked me whether this Tok Batin salary paid by which government, whether that's from the state government or from the federal government. So I told him. So the Tok Batin, the salary Tok Batin, not salary, allowance lah, something like allowance Tok Batin paid by federal government. So further, what Tok Batin must support the current federal government. So if you did not support, so the your anak buah lah, something your anak buah, you need to change your batin lah, change your another batin.
And speaking of the Pakatan government, your thoughts on how they have been handling orang asli concerns so far? Because I know that some of those from the orang asli community had submitted a memorandum to Tun Dr. Mahathir recently, raising attention to some issues. In the past year alone, we've seen some really pertinent matters being brought up, either indirectly or directly involving this community. So how would you assess Pakatan Harapan's handling and how they have addressed orang asli concerns so far?
Actually, now Pakatan Harapan, they try their best to help the orang asli issue, to tackle orang asli issue. So based on Pakatan Harapan manifesto, perkara 38, the Pakatan Harapan going to gazette orang asli land and bring up the Land National Inquiry Suhakam on the first year, but until now the Pakatan Harapan government still did not bring up that land inquiry into the parliament. So I think Pakatan Harapan, they need to do more. So political will must in their heart to help the orang asli. So I think if you ask me, the Pakatan Harapan now still below par.
I see. And do you consider yourself a role model among your the orang asli community to take on more political roles?
Yeah, I think now the government has been reduced the youth age from 21 to 18. Then all the youth, the young people, now they can involve in politics and then they can voting on the age of 18. I think now time for orang asli also to get involved in politics. At least they can bring up the orang asli issue. The orang asli cannot depending on the previous generation lah. So at least young generation must be in front and involved in politics, so they can raise out orang asli issue. I think more effective. Actually, I have. I'm a president of one of the NGO, Orang Asli NGO. What we call is Persatuan Pembangunan Orang Asli Malaysia. So I'm the president. So we are going to Orang Asli villages. We did a seminar, like a education seminar, to create awareness to the kampung-kampung Orang Asli.
And how has your life changed, whether for better or for worse, since being a senator, since taking a more active role in politics?
Yeah, if you ask my life now, I'm quite busy compared before I'm a senator. So now, very busy. Almost every week, I have an invitation to go to Orang Asli Kampung. They send me letter. They call me to settle their issue. So they report to me. Sometimes they sending a letter to me. So I need to go down, actually, to go down to all. I try my best to, as much I can, to go down to Orang Asli villages to try to solve the issue, to bring up to parliament, to liaise with the government agencies to settle up their issue.
So would you say it has changed for better or for worse?
I think now changed for better.
All right. And what do you miss about the time before all of this happened? I suppose maybe before you your life has taken this turn into politics.
Yeah, when I jump into politics, now my time quite busy compared to previous month. I can play with my kids, with my family. So when I take another job as a senator, so I need my routine. Very busy. Then sometimes no time for family. Then before the parliament sitting, I need to prepare my speech, my question to parliament. So yeah, quite tough for me.
All right, and where do you see yourself in the next 10 years in terms of your political career?
Actually, I also not sure.
where would you like to be?
Yeah, maybe I can still like this. Okay, I going to fight for Orang Asli issue. I will. I going to involve in politics. I try my best lah. I try my best to settle out the Orang Asli issue, to bring up into the government, especially in terms of Orang Asli education, our economy very low compared with another people.
So we are reaching the end of our show, but do you have a final message you'd like to leave our listeners with? Merdeka is around the corner as well. What would you like to? What would your takeaway message be?
Yeah, first thing, I wish happy and Selamat Hari Merdeka to all Malaysian. So my suggestion is, my opinion, any issue, we don't look by race. But any issue, Orang Asli issue, or any Malaysian issue, but don't we leave it out to that particular race. But the issue is Malaysia issue, so we need to settle out whether from Orang Asli issue or Malay or Chinese or Indian. So every Malaysian must take look it at Malaysia issue, a Malaysian issue, not Orang Asli issue.
All right, well said. Thank you for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Kelly.
So we were discussing YB Manolan's role in Parliament as one of the only Orang Asli politicians, and how he lives up to those responsibilities and his duty as both a politician and as a representative of the Orang Asli community. If you've missed any part of this interview or any Live and Learn segments, you can download the podcast on the BFM app, available on Google Play, the App Store, and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
BFM's Merdeka Special is presented by Masing. Reinvent spaces, enhance life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.